I'd like to thank our sponsor, Brandon Moyer of Made to Be Clean Cleaning Services. They use low toxic cleaning solutions to make your home or office clean and healthy. Made to Be Clean, your hive, our purpose. 484-509-7197. Hello, this is Brad Wiseman. You're listening to Real Estate and You. This is a special edition, Real Estate and You. Actually, we got some people in the studio here. We have a canine. We got Canine Chase here. We got Ross. We got Susie from Susie Ray Design. And I'm super excited for this show because we're going to talk about an event coming up. But first, we're going to actually introduce you to who we have here in the studio. And Chase, Canine Chase, how are you doing? Oh, there we go. Wow. That was really good. He just made out with the microphone. So note to self, we're not using that mic. That's good that you're using it, Ross. So Ross Heckler, your name, last name, right?
Yep.
Are you a heckler? I'm sure. Have you ever heard that before, ever in your
never,
life?
Never.
Nobody's
never
ever said that to you, right? Okay. So we got Susie from Susie Ray Design.
Yep,
Susie,
hello.
Thanks for coming back in.
No, thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm excited about this. Well, yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. Of course. So Chase is here because Susie said, hey, I want to bring a canine in here again because we have an event coming up. But let's talk a little bit about Chase. Chase is, if you're watching this, he's all over the place, which is kind of funny. He is a new canine for narcotics, right?
Correct.
So how's he doing?
He's learning every day and progressing tremendously. It's crazy to see how much they've progressed in just a short amount of time we've been training them.
And how long has that been? Since October, you said, or something like that?
The very last week of October is when we started with them. And baby steps. And those baby steps have progressed into a very well-rounded dog already so far. But we still got another month or so to go before I even finish with the training for him.
So he's not out there yet sniffing drugs?
Correct.
Okay, so he's actually just still in his training.
Right, but I mean, he's sniffing training drugs, we'll say.
Training drugs. Is that like aspirin or?
No, they're
baby aspirin, I meant.
They're real drugs, but
they're real drugs. This is what I like to hear about. This is interesting.
He trains with the real stuff.
Really?
And it's stuff that was
apprehended.
Yep.
Okay.
In real life situations, and say that drug that was confiscated, went through the trial process, and it was no longer needed as evidence
right.
in our evidence division. So rather than destroying it, we use it for
Absolutely.
Training purposes.
Why wouldn't you? Right?
Yep.
Who gets to take that home at night? That's what I want to know. I guess it gets locked up, obviously.
Yes,
it's
yes,
locked
every
up.
Day it does. Yeah.
So Chase is doing a great job.
Very much so.
Awesome. And is there ever a time, I never asked before, is there ever a time where you have to go, oof, this dog's just not going to make it?
No, because he surprises me every day in just yesterday to today. We do one scenario and we'll do the same scenario the very next day. And he's already learned from his mistakes to change, progress, get better.
Yeah. Now we just got a puppy. We do what they tell you to do, the positive reinforcement and the, instead of like yelling at them, obviously you want to try and show them instead of doing this, you do this instead. Is it that kind of training or is it different?
It's the positive reinforcement. Good boy, good boy.
Yep.
And just speaking in a high pitched voice. Yay, hey, hey.
Wow. You do that very well.
Oh yes.
Yeah. It's very good. Very good.
It's not my heckler voice though.
It's not your heckler voice. No, I hope not. Jeez. It sounds like a grandma or something. So let's talk about, also, what's going on. Now, you have a big event coming up. And the reason we do this fundraising is because this is not an inexpensive program. Right. The canines, they cost money. They're great. Yeah. They do a wonderful job for us, but they cost money. So, Susie, tell me a little bit about what you have coming up. Which looks like it's a lot of fun.
Sure, yeah. As a member of the Friends of the Reading Police Canine Unit, our goal is to raise the money so we can have dogs like Chase and support the unit as much as they need. So, yeah, we have two big events a year. The next one coming up is our sixth annual Canine Bowl.
Right now he's jumping on the table, just so you know. Don't be alarmed. Don't be alarmed. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's our sixth annual Canine Bowl. We've actually have done it for 5 years. We did actually take a year off for the COVID year. But over the last five events we've had, I've looked it up actually. I was surprised today. We raised over $50,000.
Wow.
In the five events that we've had. In the last,
that's awesome.
You know, 6 years. So we're really excited. This is a great event.
What's
every year
so the
it gets
date?
Bigger and better. The date is Saturday, February 4th. It's held at Heaster's Lanes in Reading. We have two sets of lanes, times,
yeah.
4 to 6, 7 to 9. So basically how the night goes is, you know, people come in around, you know, between 3 and 4, get yeah. their bowling shoes, get their lane. We have tons of raffles. We have 50-50. The Heister's lanes themselves have drink specials and food, mm-hmm. things like that. So, and then right before our bowlers start to bowl, we do a canine demonstration.
Oh, that's cool.
Like show all of our, you know,
very
guests,
cool.
you know, what they're supporting. So yeah. there's going to be two canines there that night. It's actually going to be Officer Fallis and Canine Brutus.
Yeah, we had him in the studio before. Yeah, that was awesome. Yeah,
our first one. And then the second one, I think, is still Officer Acevedo and Canine Blue, other new canine.
So we have another new student.
Yeah, and he'll be there that night as well.
Awesome. So, and you're going to do like a little bit of what they do?
A demo, yeah. We usually like have a little.
So they're putting 10, the narcotics in your pocket and you run, open, right? They yeah, go, Susie, like run.
That, yeah.
And then she just runs. Yeah. And then that I would wear like your like play clothes yeah, if I were you, just in case.
Something,
yeah,
you know,
something
yeah.
that's a little padded and. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
it's a lot of fun. So,
but
yeah.
you're sold out already
yeah,
for the 4 to 6 p.m.
Yeah,
spot.
Yeah, we actually we changed the event a little bit last year, and it made a huge difference. The lanes are now a little earlier in time.
Oh, good.
And we doubled our income last year. As the event grows, we get more support. But changing it up a little bit,
cool.
We got a lot more. You know, people to come and
good.
It's awesome. So yeah, so the 4 to 6 time slots already sold out.
Unbelievable.
We have our second time slot from 7 to 9, and we only have 14 lanes left. And
wow.
they're gonna go pretty quick.
Yeah.
And we have different levels of sponsorship. So you can come as just a bowler. It's $120 for 6 people to bowl for 2 hours. And then
right now he's playing with a toy that no. it which I'm so glad it's not my leg. Oh boy. He's definitely has a lot of energy.
Lots of energy.
So, we almost had to do a fundraiser for a camera.
For a camera.
That was close. We would be Hugo and I would be doing a GoFundMe for the camera. No, that's all right. That's all right. Yeah. Chase is getting a little excited.
Yep.
It's almost like there's like a monster under the table.
It's
kind of amazing.
It's like doing a seance. It's moving on.
Yes. Yeah, so we'll keep this moving because it seems yes. like he's getting impatient.
Yeah. So anyways, we have some times left. We have lots of sponsorships available too.
Oh, good.
Because sponsorships going from $100 up to $2,500. We have a $1,000 sponsor this year already is Chalmers Security.
Oh, awesome.
Chalmers.
They always support.
Guys.
Yeah.
They do. They love us, and so we're still looking for sponsors.
Okay. How do we get a hold of you, or how do we get in touch with you to get to do sponsors?
The best way would be either go to our Facebook page, mm-hmm. the Friends of the Reading Police Canine Unit, and message us there. We also have the sponsorship information up there as well.
Awesome. Yep. Awesome. So it's gonna be fun. So Ross, I think he's definitely a little energetic.
Very much so.
Yeah, very much so. He's got a lot of energy. Is he eating a piece of meat right now? Or
so that's his ball and a rope, and it's definitely one of his favorite toys.
Oh, really?
It's also favorite. One of our training tools, too, that we reward him with during all of our exercises.
I'm just glad you didn't say it's a leg on a rope or something like that. That would make me a little nervous, you know. But so is there anything else you want to talk about with what's going on right now? I mean, how do you feel where you are in this position right now with this dog?
Well, he's certainly got a lot of energy to burn each and every day. When Josh was in here for the last interview, mm-hmm. he brought in his Shep, and some of our other dogs are Sheps mixed with Belgian Malinois. This Chase right here is a full Belgian Malinois,
wow.
and he is full and full of energy.
And he speaks German also?
No.
He doesn't speak German.
He knows a little bit of Dutch, though.
He knows a little bit of Dutch. Okay. Oh, that's right. It was Dutch. It wasn't German. Sorry. You know, what do I know? I just do podcasts. So, So I would, if I were you, I would definitely get the information, go to this bowling thing because it sounds fun. And it is global, too.
It's global.
This is legit.
Yeah, it's fun. And because we have the two times, too, we actually have two demonstrations. So if you come, you can see both of them. You can come in just for raffle.
Is there any drinks there?
There's a whole full bar there.
Full bar. That sounds good. Food?
Yep.
All right. And you have 50-50 contest.
50-50.
And you've got raffles and prizes
Tons
and all of kinds
raffles.
Of stuff.
Yeah. Awesome raffle prizes.
That is fantastic. I think everybody should go out there. Even if you can't get a lane, just go hang out.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, Ross, you're going, right? Are you going to the event?
I'm going to bring my family.
And Josh, you're going? You will be there. You're doing the demonstrations. Awesome. I got to see if I can get out there for this. I really do have to get out there for this. Yeah. February 4th, it's a Saturday, 3 to 9. You can still bowl from 7 to 9. The 4 to 6 is sold out. It's $120 per lane, right?
Yep, it's 6 people.
And that's 4 to 6 people. And that includes the shoes.
Yes.
I mean, and those things are really nice, really nice. I always want to go home with those, actually.
Yeah,
yeah, they're very nice. So I would definitely check it out if I were you. Thanks, Susie, for coming in. Thank you, Ross. Thanks, Josh, for coming back again, too. I really appreciate it. That's about all we have. Thanks so much.
All
Are your kitchen and bathroom way overdue for a remodel? Well, I got the guy for you. Call John Sellers at First Response Contracting, 484-256-7136. Both residential and commercial services, and he's licensed and insured. Call him at 484-256-7136. First Response Contracting.